Welcome everyone to Sotong Sessions. You are on with
Candace,
Delia,
and Jazz. And today is our holiday special. We got the festive backgrounds going on. You know, we got a little red. D got the pop of green.
Green.
To talk about the holidays. So ladies, y'all already know Christmas is my favorite number one holiday. Like,
yeah,
the most wonderful time of the year.
It really mm-hmm.
So we got to take it back in keeping with our throwback theme for season 3. What was Christmas like in your household growing up?
Good times. I'm really curious about D because there's a lot of y'all and y'all were musical. So I just imagine the Von Trapps in some sense. No Sound of Music.
So, you know, the last time you mentioned that you were like, oh, you were one of them families. Somebody messaged me and was like, ooh, Candace throwing shade at you, Delia.
And no!
I was like, no, she's actually like really, like she's in admiration.
I'm in awe, admiration. Like I want that in my life. I wish I could have had that. I'm gonna get a rainbow tribe of children and make them do that. Like that's a dream of mine. Girl, please. Yes.
That was definitely life growing up. I mean, so my immediate family was just me, my brother, and my sister, but then cousins. So Christmas was usually like our more just immediate family, and like Thanksgiving was when the cousins and stuff came over. So, but for my Christmas, it was really just me, my brother, and my sister. But my dad is also a musician, and so he's always on the piano. We always grew up with a piano in the house. So there's always something playing. There's always someone singing something, running around, doing something. And then, yeah, there might be a little performance or two at some point throughout the day.
So who's performing? Is it you and your sister, or is it like, does your dad sing? What all does dad do? We need to know, because
dad does everything. Like, my dad is one of those people who didn't learn music formally. Early on, he learned it later, but he didn't learn it early on, so he plays by ear.
Mm-hmm.
So he can play the piano, he can pick up the guitar. He played my clarinet once and I was like, what's happening? He also sings. He's the minister of music at our church back home, so like that's pop. So he was always doing something. He was always singing, playing the piano, and then somebody would just come and join him. Or, you know, me and my sister would be like, we'd practice the song and then we would sing it together and then we would make Malcolm join us in, you know, like it just kind of was what it was. We put on little skits. I would write, you know, the skits and we would just perform them.
Who doesn't want that? Like, who would not want that growing up? Like, come on, are you kidding me?
It was a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh. That sounds amazing.
That it does definitely seem like one of those TV families where it's like the theme song of Family Matters where everybody's around the piano, like
yep. Wow. And I didn't know. This is just what we did. Like, what, y'all don't put on a talent show and perform to, you know, whatever? Like,
yeah,
that's what we did.
I feel like not to that level. But yeah, I don't know. In our family, we always had music. So like Christmas music is a given. Like that's gonna be going on no matter what.
Yeah.
We didn't do performances like that. I mean, when I was a kid, me and my cousins, we used to pretend to be TLC. I was
Shirley. Of course you were. The cool one, right?
We did like little performances like that, but it wasn't like, you know, to the level of what y'all was doing. But for Christmas, we always had Christmas music playing, and we would like, me and my siblings, as we got older, we were growing up, we would make a bet for when my mom would start playing Christmas music. Because it's always before December, which D, I know you don't rock with that, but it's always going to be before like the holidays officially kick off. So we would do that. my favorite thing was decorating for Christmas. So putting up the Christmas tree, like whenever my dad took it out of storage and we like would dust off all the ornaments and decorate, that was like my favorite thing. We would always make a night of that. So something I continue to do.
Did you guys have real trees or did you have artificial trees?
We had both. Some years we had real ones and I love the smell of it, but then it's a chore to like water it and keep it alive, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But yeah, we had both growing up.
Same.
Yeah, so did we. We did. I think when we got older, when I was like around 11, we started getting the real ones. And that became a part of the Christmas tradition. Like we would go out probably December 10th in far, get in my stepfather's truck and then like go out far somewhere where they had like Christmas tree farms and they made their own wine. And so my stepfather would cut down a tree while he was talking to the people who grew these trees. And then they would bring out like their little sampling or whatever. And we would get to drink a little swig or two. So maybe that's where it started.
I was about to say, at 11, did I hear that story right?
I'm legal now. But it started. So the tradition continues. Yeah, and you're right, the chore, those pines falling off and the sap of it when you're first like screwing it into the thing. But then you get, that smell becomes what you associate with Christmas.
Yeah.
So without a real Christmas tree, I feel like we haven't completely arrived. Like going to fake after having that is really a hard transition, actually.
Yeah, it's a whole different vibe.
It is. So what did you do at home, Candace?
What's that?
What did you do at home? Like what were your traditions?
When I was really, really small, we really believed in Santa Claus, like for a long, long time. So when we would wake up in the morning, like the living room smelled like scotch tape. So for me, that smell was Santa Claus came, right? Because that's the only time I ever smelled that. And it's because they were like frantically wrapping all of the presents in one night, right? It took me years to figure out what that smell was and why it was there. And then we had the tradition of sitting out chocolate covered cherries, because my mom said Santa doesn't like cookies. He likes chocolate covered cherries. And so we would like go to like Kmart or Walgreens and get like that big old box and like, oh mom, is Santa gonna love these? And she's like, no, Santa don't like that brand. He likes this brand.
Oh.
Killing them cherries that night while she was wrapping her presents, girl, just
that. That is hilarious. Santa got good taste.
I remember going to school telling people like, Santa don't like cookies. He like chocolate covered cherries. Like, why do y'all not know this? Like, these are facts, right? So we did that. We had eggnog. We had special thermal underwear, the long johns that had like snowflakes. It was just for Christmas. And we had a big drafty house. And so we were like running through. That's all we had to do as kids. We just ran through the house, waiting for Santa, watching Frosty the Snowman, and all of those cartoons that are a little inappropriate now, drinking eggnog and waiting for Santa to come. That was it. That was our life. And he came every year. It was beautiful. I'm curious, like, how long did y'all believe in Santa Claus? Like, if I don't know what, it was still like 9, 10, 11. That's about the time I started drinking was when I stopped believing in Santa Claus.
No, I don't think I ever believed in Santa for real, because I used to see my parents wrapping the gifts on Christmas Eve. So we used to, like, our tradition is on Christmas Eve, my mom buys the whole family brand new pajamas.
Oh, so, wow.
Like, we wear our matching pajamas, like, you know, everybody's hanging around the living room. And then when we were really young, we would have to go to bed so Santa could come. So I think sometimes we left out cookies. Sometimes it was just like, okay, just go to sleep. But then I could hear like my parents in the living room. And one time I went out for some reason and I saw them like setting up the bikes and like a little train and wrapping the gifts and stuff. And I was like, oh, cool. Can't wait to wake up so I could like really dig in and stuff. But I don't think I ever had that like, yeah, that real belief in Santa. But we used to wake up mad early. Like we would wake up at like 4 a.m. ready to unwrap gifts. And I think one time my parents were like, nope, go back to sleep. You got to wait a little longer and then, you know, come out and open your gifts.
Wow. So they let you open gifts in the pajamas, I take it.
Yeah.
Oh.
We wear our pajamas like Christmas Eve. Okay. We wear them like right at sunset. Basically, we'll like change into pajamas and then we wear them all Christmas Day.
Dee, were you unwrapping presents in pajamas?
Yeah.
Huh.
We would do one present on Christmas Eve, and then we would do the rest of them the next morning after, you know, a little Bible study and, you know, paid attention to the reason for the season.
Oh, wow.
And then we would probably sing a couple of songs. And then we would get to open the rest of the gifts, but we would be in our pajamas. And it wasn't until I came back from Korea that I started making our family tradition of matching pajamas. So every year now we do matching pajamas, which is really fun.
Mm-hmm. Candace, what was y'all wearing? Was y'all wearing your...
Y'all get dressed up?
Yes, girl, please. My mom was not letting us come down to the living room looking any old kind of way. Like, no. We would wake up around 7. We probably up before that, but we weren't going to say anything to my mom because wasn't nobody trying to get a whooping on Christmas morning. And then we would have to, like, bathe well, and then we'd come out and get Vaseline'd up. Then my mama have something like a dress with some tights and some shoes with the buckle and the patent leather and the, yes, girl. And then my hair, like my mom, everything was like nice, tidy, in place. And then we would sit on her bed, like lined up, and then all giddy. And then she'd be like, okay, I guess you can go now. And then we would just rush down the bed. So, and then people would start coming over as well, because we had that house, like, when I was smaller. So then, like, when people came, we were dressed and we were presentable when people would arrive. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What? Wow, that's a whole thing. Wait, so did either of y'all go to church on Christmas Day?
We would go Christmas Eve.
Okay.
There was usually always a service on Christmas Eve, depending on what day Christmas fell on. Mm-hmm. So if Christmas fell on, like, a Saturday or a Sunday, then we would definitely be going to church on that day. But if it felt like during the week, then we would do Christmas Eve service. And then, yeah, we would do Christmas Eve service. And then sometimes it would be the next day, Sunday or Saturday, also Christmas service, depending on what was going on or what day of the week it fell in. And then, like I said, my dad was minister of music growing up too.
Oh, right.
So then if he was in the choir, then we, you know, would be at church with him. And then my mom was also like the children's ministry leader. And so we did Christmas cantatas and Christmas plays. And so then we'd have to get to church for that a little earlier, you know, call time. Like, we did the whole thing. So then we would have, you know, the Christmas shows and all of that stuff too. So Christmas Day was home day. You know, like Christmas Eve was, you know, just like go out and then be at church, whatever. And then we would come home, change, and then we'd get to open a present. And then Christmas Day was just us as a family at the house.
Wow. Did y'all do church, Jess? I feel like y'all, you didn't?
No, we didn't do church on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day. And looking back, I'm glad, because messing around with the Black church, you'll be in church until New Year's. Doing another praise break, another altar call. I'm like, I got presents to open. I need to be at home. But I'm glad, because, like, I feel like Christmas is, like, more intimate, like family time. Like, I don't really want to be with a whole congregation on Christmas. Like, I'd rather, even if it's just like a simple Bible study, like Dee was saying, or like, you know, reading the passage, I'd rather do that like in a smaller setting.
Did you guys have that part of it at, like, Dee and them did, like, there was a Bible reading or something that day? Wow.
We were Christians on Christmas.
I'm surprised. I could just see your mama now, like, sit down. I'm going to read the word of God.
My mom was not playing. I remember we went to the Poconos one Christmas, and there was a blizzard outside. And my mom was like, no, we're going to find a church to go to. It's Christmas Eve. And we were all like, Mom, there's like 3 feet of snow outside. We're in the Poconos. Can we just chill? Like, no. And then that's when it was like, okay, no, we're going to take out the Bible. We're going to study together. We're going to do this right. Mm-hmm. And I was like, Lord of mercy. Like, can we just enjoy? Can we just not for one Christmas? But my mom was not playing. It didn't matter where we were on vacations. We always found a church to go to if we were there for a weekend. Always. Our parents did not play.
That is amazing. I think that's something I try to do now, like maybe around 15 when I was able to decide how I was going to do Christmas. My grandmother, she went to Midnight Mass at like the big, you know, the big Catholic churches, St. Alfonso Rock. And I would like go with her from like 15 until I went off to college, like every Christmas midnight mass. And that became like our time to bond as well. Like, okay, I'm hanging out with my grandmother. She made a duck and dressing as well. Like she would do the duck and dressing. It'd be ready to come out the oven right in time for us to go to mass. And then we would come back and like nibble on it because that's what we ate for like Christmas.
Wait, a what dressing?
Duck and dressing with some brown and serve rolls. Girl. I threw out the leftover duck from Thanksgiving like 2 days ago. We do a duck for every holiday.
Really?
That's amazing. That's
good.
What was y'all Christmas dinner then? And what, like, did you have Christmas Eve dinner or was it just Christmas dinner? Like, what did that look like and what's on your plate?
Ooh. So I got two plates. I need to balance them. There's like the dessert plate and then there's like the food plate. Yeah, when I was younger, like my grandmother was doing the duck and dressing the night before. So that was part of it. And then brown and serve rolls. And we had a ham, a Christmas ham that had the pineapple with the cherry and the toothpicks on it. Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? You know how we do. Yeah. And like all of the sides that we had at Thanksgiving. And then the pies, like my aunt makes really great cakes and pies. So we had all of those. And then usually we would go over like one of the aunt's house for Christmas Day, which is why we had that whole bathing process. And then we would end up at somebody's house and somebody's bringing something. Greens. If I don't have no greens for Christmas,
yeah,
it ain't Christmas. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spaghetti. So what time was y'all's Christmas dinner?
Yeah. We ain't late. I think we talked about this for Thanksgiving, and our family's always late. It's like 5 or 6 because everybody's playing with toys. And then you get to bring one toy with you to the aunt's house. So everybody brought their toy. Somebody usually had a gaming system and they brought that. And then we were like playing until they would be like, come eat. And we run and eat and then go back. And we drank like 16 sodas in a day. That's what I remember because we used to get in trouble for that. Who drinking all these Pepsis? Dee, what's on your plates for Christmas? No shade to anybody who thinks I'm genuinely curious about her existence as a whole.
Dee, she does love me, guys.
I love you. I love her deep, deep. Come on now.
We had the ham also. That was like the centerpiece was the ham. And then with the pineapple and cherry, all of that, the glaze. Oh my gosh. My aunt would make scalloped potatoes. And then we would have just the regular, you know, all the other sides, just like Thanksgiving. We'd have the mac and cheese and the greens and the rice and peas. We would also maybe have some, we do like chicken cutlets. So it's like chicken breast breaded, either with like just regular breadcrumbs or we do French onion breading, which is really, really good. So we'd have that.
What's that? Like, what's a French
onion? So it's like dry. Oh,
it's like the onion crumbs, right? That you would like. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So we would do that, which I also didn't realize that wasn't a thing until, you know, later. So we would do, yeah, that would be on the plate. We do salads. There's always at least 1 to 2 huge bowls of salad. We're a big salad family, and like one of us can eat a big bowl. So there's always several bowls of salad. And then dessert, we weren't a huge pie family, but we would do cakes. So my aunt would usually always do like a pound cake. My mom always made carrot cake. Somebody would try to make a quiche or something. I remember that being something that somebody tried 1 year. But yeah, we usually would just do cakes and ice cream. That was always kind of our dessert. Real simple.
Yeah. Does anybody ever have ambrosia? Who knows what ambrosia is?
Do you know what ambrosia is? No. I heard it. Wait, what is it again?
It's basically like a marshmallowy whipped dessert, and it's got like fruit chunks in it. And like my family, they dyed it green for Christmas. And so, yeah, it was like, it had like jello bits and cherries and pineapples, but the base of it was like this whipped cream situation.
Yeah.
That was always a Christmas dessert, ambrosia. I thought it was a black thing. Okay, never mind.
I don't know, might be midway.
All right, leave it in the comments if y'all have an ambrosia for Christmas.
So our family, we always had like Thanksgiving, but a smaller scaled down version. So there wasn't anything special about Christmas dinner. When we were younger, my family did eat pork and we did have the ham. It's so funny with the pineapple and the cherry in the middle with the toothpicks.
Yes.
My mom used to put cloves in it too, like all around. Yeah. So we had that. I think we had ham and turkey. We would always have both. And then greens, mac and cheese, rolls, cornbread, all the, you know, Thanksgiving sides. And then for dessert, we would have like cake. I think we would have like a yellow cake with chocolate icing and then ice cream and maybe a pie, like an apple pie or something. But yeah, our family, again, Christmas Day, we would eat like 1, 2 p.m. for Christmas dinner. And then the rest of the day is like playing with toys and eating some more and watching The Grinch, the old school one.
Right.
Frosty the Snowman, the reindeer, all the ones that you mentioned before.
It's not stop motion. What was it? What is
the little
claymation-ish.
Claymation or something.
Yeah. Which, like, now you look at it and it's a little bit like weird and kind of
spooky. No, it's not. I love it. I love those classic ones.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Though, especially Frosty, there are parts of that it's not for kids, for real. Like, Frosty, yes.
It is.
Old school Grinch. I'm like, this ain't okay.
So what are y'all doing this year? We got a quarantine situation still going on, which none of us could have predicted that we would be in this situation. But what's your quarantine Christmas gonna look like?
Pretty similar to Thanksgiving. I've been quarantining myself, and so just trying to stay, you know, safe and healthy and, you know, getting tested before I head up to New York to see my family. I'll be there for a couple of days and we'll just do pretty much the same thing, and just hang out, watch Christmas movies, watch Elf, we watch This Christmas, we watch all, you know, the classic ones too, which is really fun because now we get to introduce the boys to those movies, and so that's fun. Like, we get to kind of re-watch them through their eyes, which is really fun.
Have they not seen them before? Like, what do you mean introduce? Like, were they too
like young? So like with Home Alone, right? Like, that's a staple movie for us, but then watching Home Alone with them for the first time,
you get to
kind of get that joy again of like, it feels like it's the first time because they're like, oh, wow. Like, when we watch it, you know, it's still funny, but you know all the parts that are coming, but then as you watch them watch it, it kind of like makes it exciting again. That's fun. And then yeah, I think it's just going to be really chill, just like kind of Thanksgiving was, and we'll just be home hanging out. Hopefully we get some snow. I'd love a white Christmas. I was so excited with the snow that we got here yesterday. The kids were super distracted.
Oh, you guys got it?
We got snow yesterday. Oh. My kids are in the chat like, it's snowing a lot. And I was like, pay attention. But it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be really chill. We watched one movie on Thanksgiving, a Christmas movie, and then there's a second one that came out that my brothers have been like waiting for me to come home for Christmas so we can watch that one together. So that'll be first on the docket.
Nice.
I like that. I have no idea how to do Christmas. I feel like I'm learning how to do holidays all over again, like, because there's been such a big gap and inconsistency. So I don't know how to do Christmas. I think we've decided to do brunch this year for the first time. My sister just got a new house, so we're all gonna go there and do brunch. I don't really know what that's gonna look like. Maybe the ham still stays with the pineapple and the cherry, but after that, I don't know. I'm bringing the champagne and the orange juice.
Okay. I was gonna say, what you bring?
Girl, I was in charge of cranberry sauce lot for Thanksgiving, the ocean spray.
Yes.
And this year I'm in charge of the mimosas and the Bellinis. I even get to pick the champagne, so I feel like that's a step up.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't even know. So then Christmas dinner, I'm like, I don't know, I might have y'all send me a plate, FedEx it.
I know. I wish you were close enough to come get one. But
that situation. But because I'm so far from you, I ain't seen no snow. We ain't got it. I don't want it. You can keep it. Enjoy.
What?
No, you gotta have a white Christmas.
Yeah, I think we had a white Christmas like one time when I was a kid, and I was like, oh my God, it's snowing on Christmas. Like, it was really nice. But I checked the forecast like yesterday, and it said like there was one snowflake for next Friday, and I was like, we might have one, we might have a white Christmas. But now it turned to rain, so I don't know. But yeah, for us this year, I think my brother and sister-in-law said they're gonna host a brunch or something, maybe. So we'll probably be with them on Christmas Eve, but Christmas Day is just gonna be the two of us, and we'll make a small, much smaller, scaled down version of Thanksgiving. Because we ended up with way too much food on Thanksgiving. My mac and cheese was fire, by the way.
Yes. Who said? Because if you say it, I don't count. Everybody liked it?
No, literally. Everybody was like, yo, this is good. I put one egg because we ran out. I didn't want egg.
As long as there was an egg in it, but I could tell when I saw the picture, I said, there's an egg in there. I know. There's an egg in that macaroni. Look how I hold it together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think, I'm going to run that back, that macaroni. I'm going to do that again. So, yeah, we'll just cook a small meal and have that here, and then we'll watch This Christmas, because I still have not watched it, y'all. I haven't watched it yet, but I'm going to watch it.
And I think I watched it twice already.
Really?
I just watched it this past week.
And that's not even my movie. I just watch it and think of Jazz. Like, I can't believe you watch this every year. Turn it up.
I love it. Yeah, no, I have watched The Grinch. I watched the newer one, the animation that came out like, 2-3 years ago? Mm-hmm. I've been watching that. It's been on TV, like, on loop. Mm. But, yeah, so we'll see. Have a little sippy sip, a little drink for Christmas. You know, end out the year right.
It's going to be very Korean, your Christmas, Jazz. Because, you know, like, in Korea, remember Christmas is just, like, for couples. It's like that romantic holiday. Mm-hmm. It's going to have that kind of vibe to it, huh?
Yeah.
You should watch, like, Love Actually. And
I hate that movie. It's so stupid.
We finna keep going. How come everything I love you hate? Does that speak to something, or should I not take it personally?
I'm not exaggerating when I say I hate that movie. It's stupid. It is, like, I watched it a couple years ago with my roommates in Korea. We sat down and watched it, and they were like, oh, you never seen this movie? And I was like, no, like, you know. But I've heard all the hype, and everyone's like, oh, it's the best holiday movie ever.
It's cute. You didn't find that to be cute?
Not at all.
I don't know how many ways you can break my heart, but you're doing a good job right now. What did that movie ever do to you? Like, come on. It's a love story told in six different ways.
No, it was whack. It was whack. Sorry. Not sorry.
Oh my gosh. I was living in the UK when I first saw that movie. It came out. I was at the movie theater, and they mentioned Basildon in the movie, and I was in Basildon, and everybody was like, hey. So I maybe my love for it is like that connection.
Probably, because there ain't nothing else to connect to in that movie. It's pretty wack.
It's huge in Korea. They show it on TV all, like, it's huge.
Do you like it?
I don't think so, but I don't hate it.
What's wrong with, what?
I don't hate it. If it's on, I'll watch it, but I'm not going to put it on.
No.
Sorry.
Like, some part of me is perplexed, for real. Like, it's Love Actually, though. Like,
sorry.
I'd rather watch, like, The Holiday. That's a decent holiday movie. Like, it's...
Okay, so can I ask a question, like, a real one? And it's going to sound like not a real question, but it is. Is it because there's no black leads in the love parts?
That's part of it, why I feel like I don't connect. Like, it's just whack.
Yeah.
Like, I, but then The Holiday is all, an all white movie, and I feel like that's, you know, it's good. Mm.
Do you like The Holiday, Delia?
Yeah, that one was good. Again, but that's another one that I'm not necessarily gonna put on. If it's on, I might watch it, but I'm not putting it on.
Mm-hmm. I've never heard two people come into agreement over not liking Love Actually. Like, this is the first time in, what, how long has that been on? A decade? 2 decades? I've heard this from people close to me, too. We don't have to like the same things, but at least a appreciation, no? Dang. Oh, well.
Daddy's like, nah.
So,
so moving along. I'm going to sit with that a little longer tonight. I'm going to come back to that and be sitting in my room like, I can't believe they don't like that movie.
Yo, so holiday gifts, though. Like, when you were a kid, what was the one thing that you were like, this need to be under the tree. I need to walk out on Christmas morning and see this.
When I was in fifth grade, I asked my parents for a recording of Maple Leaf Rag by Scott Joplin. And I was I was like, I need that song. I need that. Like, I had heard it at school in the background to some, I don't even know why, where I heard it at. And I was like replaying the melody in my head the whole way home. And I asked my mom for it. I was like, I need this song. And I asked them for like months. And what? I was like, I'll get it for Christmas. Yeah. Cause something about the chords of it, like, stuck in my heart. I think that's when I first fell in love with music. What's that movie we like, Brown Sugar, when she talks about when she fell in love with hip hop?
Yes.
I'm gonna write a love letter to classical music and music in general. And that was, I was 10 years old when I fell in love with music. It was Scott Joplin, Maple Leaf Rag. Wow. And they bought me a Walkman and the cassette for Christmas. So I had my Walkman on until, like, you know how the sponge ear thing was? So that was coming apart, okay? Like, it was shredding. That's how I listened to it every day. Rewind, play, like,
what?
That was it. That was my number one all-time favorite Christmas present.
Wow. That's dope. Okay. That makes sense, though. Like, why you fell in love with music. And just, like, something about listening to music with headphones in, especially if you, like, got a track on repeat that you love, it just, like, does something. I don't know. I love it.
It's your own world. It feels like it's you're the only one in on the secret of how good something is. Oh my gosh. Oh, I know. That's all you do. Me and Jazz used to walk down the streets together with headphones on. And that was like our bonding. Like, it was love. It was like, oh, I respect that you have a good track plan and you need that on these streets. Like, the combination. Yeah. And then I'm having an experience, but I got my secret track playing on these streets and the car. Ooh.
I love that. It's like the soundtrack. It's like having your own soundtrack to your life when you're walking down. You got a good playlist, a good song, and you're like, especially in Korea, you're seeing the scenery, you're going over the Han River. Like, it is amazing. It's
beautiful. And then you look to your left and somebody's doing the same thing, and it's like, yes. We always deviate when music comes up. I'm sorry. Let's go to the next Christmas. Whenever it's music, we be like,
Mm-mm. I love hearing it. I remember those moments. I remember watching y'all. I remember being in the mix and experiencing y'all experiencing that.
That's how we have
it's funny that you say it, though.
Somebody, we showed up in separate headphones. We only took them out when a third party had to join in. And,
yep.
Yeah. So
I had headphones in, but I wasn't always listening to music. I was either watching a show or I just had them in because I didn't want anybody to talk to me.
That part.
We know.
But you listen to nothing. Okay.
You just have headphones on? Yeah. Universal sign for
Yeah, exactly.
Don't bother me right now.
Dee, what was your, like, all-time favorite Christmas gift or something that you remember from being a kid?
I don't remember a specific gift or, like, wanting anything specific. I do remember when I started getting Elmos for my mom for Christmas. Like, that was like a Christmas tradition. She would get me an Elmo, like a Tickle Me Elmo or a little Elmo doll. And I have about 8 or 9 of them.
Really?
That my mom had gotten me over the years. So that's something that's really special. But I don't know if I ever remembered, if I remember wanting something that was like, I have to have this. I mean, I'm sure I did, but I don't remember now.
Mm.
Wow. I know what I want this Christmas, but you know.
What you want? Don't sip.
Let me see that glass. I think I can guess by the shade of red that is. What look like a Pinot Noir.
Bath caddy. So I can sit in my bathtub and like have something that I could put like my iPad on if I want to read a book, or I can have my glass of wine. I can sit in the bathtub with my glass of wine and not have to worry about it possibly falling over into the bathtub.
Yes.
On the bath caddy. I'm pretty sure I'm going to get it because I told everybody that I wanted it. So somebody better get it.
Bath caddy.
Okay. All right. I love it.
I've never heard of those, but that sounds like a necessary thing. Bath caddy.
One, you mean like they have like the wooden tray ones where it rests on the arms of the bathtub?
Yep.
Yeah. I know. That's a grown gift. Like that is grown woman. Self-care status.
Y'all know how I feel about my bathtub. That was the first thing I sent out. Everybody was like, what you want? This? What else you want? I don't know yet. I'll let you know. That.
Love it. Now, when I was a kid, though, the best gift was probably a bike. Because that was my mode of transportation and, like, the thing that I would use the most. And it's the thing that I'm most excited to, like, try out on Christmas Day, because I wanted something I could like do actively on Christmas Day. I remember one year I got my first 10 speed bike, big girl bike that I could ride around the neighborhood. Loved it. But I was pretty specific as a kid and still am to this day for my gifts, like what I want. I will like give you a detailed rundown, like you don't need to be guessing, like here's exactly what I want, and you can just like give me those things on that list. So yeah, here, what did I say? I need a speaker to play my music. I need a good JBL something, a speaker.
Yo, we were looking at speakers the other day, and Sonos, I thought of you, because Sonos has come out with a new, remember how we wanted the Sonos when we were living in Korea? We need a big house for that.
Yep.
So the sound system,
yep.
Girl, they got a new model now, and it envelops you in your seat, 360 sound.
I need that.
$800, though. I looked it up. But they got the Sonos Simple Bar for $399. I mean, but I thought of you all day yesterday because I was looking at them. I was like, me and Jazz have dreams. Like to have that in your life means that your life has to adjust. Like,
my neighbors would hate me, and I want them to just because.
You but, neighbors, if you got this, your whole life got to change. Is what I'm saying.
Can't have neighbors.
Neighbors, no. Can't have fragile walls. Like everything has to change. But yes, it's amazing, and I think of you every time I see Sonos. I'm like, Jazz. We could be great.
One day. It's
we need a compound out in the middle of nowhere where we could go and play our music.
Just listen to music. Yeah, that's a serious thing.
Did y'all do, or do y'all still do like stockings too with little stocking stuffers?
Yeah.
You do that? Y'all family did that, Delia?
Mm-hmm. We would do, but it would be more like, little things like toiletries. Like when I was, you know, maturing, my mom put deodorant, little clear sticks in there. Travel items, like little travel stuff would go in our stockings, or like earrings and stuff like that would go in our stockings. So yeah, we would have stockings, and everybody had their own with their name on it. Mm-hmm. And we still do. Everybody has one with like the first initial of their name. So that's really cute.
Yeah, we have that too, the initials. Well, when I was younger, my mom hand-stitched our names on it. But yeah, we used to get like socks, always got socks. She would put underwear, like all those necessities that you needed, like every year, she would put those. But yeah, I love candy. You gotta have candy, you gotta have gum, maybe like some lip gloss or lip balms or something. Yeah, I love stocking stuffers. Like that was the one thing, we weren't really allowed to open a gift on Christmas Eve, but sometimes maybe we could like get something out of our stocking and like have that as a teaser. Did y'all do stockings, Candace?
And we didn't. I can't remember ever. There was five of us when we were much younger. So, like, if it was wrapped, that was it. Like, and because I told you they was doing it, like, really fast in the middle of the night, so they never really got around. Whatever would be a stocking stuffer, it was just, like, set on the couch, unwrapped. And it was like, okay, here you go. And then as I got older, it was, like, we started getting gift cards way early. Probably, like, 13-ish. Mm-hmm. I think the last gift I got was when I was 13. It was, like, a sweater. And after that, it was like, okay, here's some cash. Do what you need to do. I think like a couple of Christmases ago, my mom gave us scratch-offs. And she was like, whatever you win is yours.
Hey, I like that though.
That's but awesome. I won $75 on mine. So I was like, hey, thanks, mom.
That's a great idea.
It worked. It's a good stocking stuffer at the very least. Yeah, and then now, like, my sisters give me makeup. Like, that's basically the only physical gift. But I'm not a gifts person. I think we talked about this before, especially when we talk about love languages. I don't enjoy giving gifts because I don't really have a understanding of, like, worth and value of stuff. And I don't like getting gifts. I just feel like I have too much crap. So I'm okay when people are like, oh, we wish you well. I'm like, that's good. We give you prayers and blessings. Great. Cash. Always.
I'm always good with a cash or a gift card. And yeah. Like a Visa or MasterCard gift card. Don't give me one specific to a store, because what if I don't want to go there? Or what if the thing that I want isn't there?
Yeah.
You know, I just give me something general so I can use it how I want to.
Yep.
Yeah. I think I noticed that, like, as kids, you're really excited to get presents, and then you hit those teen years and you're like, I just want to get for me what I want to get. So then your family starts to give you cash or whatever. And you're like, great, you know, that card would come in the mail from grandma. I know grandma's putting cash in that card, so I'm good, you know? Even if mom got me a sweater, I know I can go to the store and get my cash after I tithe my 10%. I had to do that.
Yep.
And then the cash was whatever. And then it wasn't until much later, like my mid-20s, that we started doing, because then all of it, me and my older siblings, we were all in our, like, 20s. So then it was like, okay, now we're getting gifts for each other as adults, as opposed to, you know, when we were younger.
Yeah.
And I'm not a huge gift either. I don't really like giving gifts or receiving gifts. It's hard for me to think about, like, what's a really meaningful gift to get you, you know? Like, I don't know. And I feel it's like a lot of pressure. I'm like,
So. And then, like, if you're watching them open it, you're just, like, kind of, like, slightly cringe the whole time. Like, I hope they like it. I hope that kind of stress. And then if they don't like it, now they got to pretend. Now we both pretend. And then it's Christmas Day. Like, Jesus didn't come here for this. So I'm like, let's not. Like with my roommate now, like, that's something I'm going through. I'm like, what do you want? And I should know because we live together. No clue. And now I'm, like, stressed. It's, like, a week before Christmas and my anxiety levels are high. Now I'm looking and, this can't be the reason for the season. It can't be.
It's not why Jesus came and died and...
It's not. Like, some other things, maybe, but this ain't one of them.
Oh, my gosh. That is hilarious. When you put it like that, okay.
Haven't you received that one disappointing gift and you had to fake it? Don't it make you feel like maybe we doing this wrong? Like
now I'm like, look, if you don't like it, just let me know. Here's the gift receipt.
That's what everybody says, but nobody's gonna let you know, girl.
No, my family is super honest. They'll be like, nah, I'm good. I'll take that gift receipt. Take it back. God. My family's super honest. They don't play.
Yeah.
I gave out Visa gift cards already. My nephews are like 12. So, yeah, they've never had, like, a physical gift from – when I travel, I bring them stuff, like, you know? Sure. And so I feel like that's how I compensate.
Yeah. Well, I feel like that was the part that was easier, like, when we were all overseas and we come home, you got a case full of stuff. You got chopsticks. You got, like, little flats.
You got chopsticks, too?
Yeah.
I did. My nephew still eat with chopsticks. I was like, that came in handy then, didn't it? Yep.
Anything that had some kind of Korean writing on it,
yeah,
got it.
Present.
Yep. Exactly.
Oh my goodness. those Chosun mirrors, you know, the black ones with that iridescent, like, yes. Everybody got one of them in their house to this day. The music box, all of it. They got all of it.
The jewelry box. My sister and my grandma got them jewelry boxes one time.
See? The travel gifts still, they still go down. But everything else is kind of hard.
Yeah, it is. All right, ladies, so we gotta wrap up this holiday episode with a few of our favorite things. So I'm just gonna pick random things. Tell me your favorite. What is your favorite scent, especially for the holidays?
Wait, you mean candle or to wear? Candle scent?
I was thinking candle, but I know you fancy and you be wearing.
I need a fragrance, a body fragrance, an air mist, all of it. Okay. All right, candles. Okay. I am a mahogany teak wood. I know it's not festive, but I can't get enough of it. It smells like a grown man. And so people that's why I can't get enough. It smells like Tyrone and I don't mind. But I have like the candle, and I have like the 3-wick candle, and I have like the hand soap as well, because it was a set from Bath & Body Works. People don't like washing their hands in my bathroom. They're like, that's okay. We'll use the sanitizer, because they don't want to walk out smelling like cologne. And I'm like, that's how I know if you're clean or not. But okay.
I love the, it's from Bath & Body Works. Is it called Twisted Peppermint? I think that's what it's called. I love that scent. And I have a little purse size hand lotion that I use. I use it year round. But I love any type of minty smell for the holidays.
Ooh, that's nice. I actually wrote that down. That sounds like it's going
to
be good.
I remember you having that when I came to visit. I was like, Jazz, you got any lotion? And you were like, yeah. And I was like, what is this? And you were like, it's my peppermint. I love it. And I was like, ooh. It smells like my grandma's purse.
Because she had the candies in there. The peppermint and the butterscotch.
I don't like strong scents. So for me, I like stuff very like natural. Yeah. I do like apple cinnamon. So I'll probably do that. I do that a lot year round. But it has to be very mild for me. But I do
like pines and like the Christmas tree smell. Mm-hmm. That's kind of earthy. Okay.
Yeah.
That's my second choice. I do like that.
What about your favorite drink for the holidays?
Ooh, child, how much time we got?
We know you got a list.
I have a list. I have a new list because the wine club sent me 6 bottles. Curated by them based off of my likes and dislikes in general. And I'm telling you, if I can get a South African Syrah, that's my number one. I wrote this down somewhere. It's on one of the YouTube videos.
Yeah.
That's number one. I will settle for like a California Cab. That's always in my glass. That's like easy to get. It's light. It's very festive. You can have a glass before you see your family and still be okay. But yo, like for the holidays, who don't like a spiked eggnog?
Ew.
What? This is the second time today. You can't keep doing this to me. What did eggnog do to you?
I'm literally getting a little bit like, I cannot even think. No, it's gross. It's thick, it's disgusting, like it just...
It's like thick if you don't put rum in it. Mix it with some rum and some ice cubes and let it...
Just drink the rum. What you need to mix it with the eggnog for?
Wait now, you don't like eggnog either?
No.
Didn't see her face when...
I can't even... Can I leave? How do I leave? Like, can I walk out?
Absolutely not. Eggnog is disgusting. Like the thought, who came up with... No. We're not doing that.
These are actual tears, okay? Like, because I feel like it's an insult to my childhood. We're talking about childhood traditions. My stepfather and mom would go out and get like, I don't know, Sara Lee's. They made shrimp Christmas Eve. And they would buy me one little carton of Prairie Farms eggnog. I have some in my refrigerator right now. And I would literally just drink the carton while I'm watching It's a Wonderful Life by myself. I was a solo kid. on the sofa till midnight, drinking eggnog, watching It's a Wonderful Life. And I have had a carton of eggnog every year since. And for you to tell me that the contents of my refrigerator disgust you.
Ew. I can't. No.
I've been drinking eggnog since Thanksgiving. It is amazing. Okay. All right. I feel like we always find this point of contention when an egg is involved. That's what we don't see eye to eye.
I can't. I literally, when you said it,
your gag reflex kicked in.
Yeah. Okay. I can't do eggnog. I'm doing a mulled wine though.
Okay. I respect.
Yes, absolutely. Or spiked apple cider. Those are the two holiday drinks that I love. It's warm. It's light. Like eggnog is all heavy and
I like heavy. I'm a heavy girl. I like heavy things. Look, Walmart has a pumpkin spice apple cider right now on sale. Have you tried that?
Is it like one of the big
jug? Yeah, like a gallon tea jug. Yeah.
I'm gonna do that. Yeah.
It's good. I had it. It's actually quite nice. I think you'd like it.
Nice. That's what I'm doing. Or any wine, any like a wine, or I don't really like champagne. But I'll do like a wine or a hot wine. Mm. Yeah.
I was going to say red wine or a spiked apple cider. Those are my top two.
Mm-hmm. Or hot chocolate. Bailey's hot chocolate. Come on. That is so good. What? You guys don't like that?
The way it coats your tongue with sugar. Like hot chocolate coats the tongue in a way that I'm not a fan of.
Eggnog doesn't coat your tongue and your throat and your stomach and your...
It coats everything and that's fine. But just the tongue with the...
Love this conversation.
But you see that feeling you have right now, it's something, right? You feel that? That's what? How when you don't like eggnog, yeah.
No, Bailey's hot chocolate.
Bailey's, okay. You know what Bailey's has this year? Bailey's has a red velvet and they have an apple pie. You know Bailey's ice cream? They're making the apple pie and the red velvet now.
Ice cream?
Bailey's is a drink.
Yeah.
You said they're making a red velvet ice cream?
No, they make, so you know how they had like Bailey's Irish cream? This year they have a red
velvet Irish cream.
Irish cream.
I thought you said ice cream. I said they do ice cream.
They did ice cream actually, and it's not good. I've tried it. Yeah, it's not good. Oh. And then they have a Bailey's apple pie drink as well for the holidays. Okay. Let me tell you what Walmart got going on. Clearly, I've been doing some talking. They should sponsor us, okay?
I'm doing anything spiked as long as it's not eggnog. I'm good off that. Moving along. What's your favorite Christmas song?
We Know Yours.
What's mine?
Is it This Christmas? Does it match the movie?
Oh, no. My favorite Christmas song is Boys to Men, Let It Snow.
We had that album. That was my childhood album for Christmas.
Yes.
That and Kenny G.
So yeah, Kenny G. I love Kenny G Christmas. We had Kenny G Christmas, Lou Rawls Christmas, Luther Vandross. Those were the top three.
Yep.
I think my
favorite would probably have to be like All I Want for Christmas, you know, like that's just classic. It just always gets you in the holiday spirit. You just always feel good when you're listening to it. But growing up, we had an album from someone called Sandy Patty.
I know Sandy Patty.
She has a song called The Gift Goes On. And I think it's just nostalgia for me because we also sang that as like a children's choir. And so it just kind of has that nostalgia all mixed up into it. So that's just one of those songs that kind of just puts me right back into the holiday season.
You grew up listening to Sandy Patty?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, I feel like...
It sounds familiar. Right, I don't know Sandy.
You know, white Christian Sandy, Amy Grant, Sandy Patty, Vineyard. They're all around the same. Okay. Yeah, I know some Sandy Patty. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like we need to get to know each other better.
This is what we're doing though.
This is what we do. No, okay. Mine is Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. Mm-hmm. I'll take the Frank Sinatra. I'll take Nat King Cole. I'll even take a Bublé version. I don't mind.
A Bublé.
Bublé.
A Bublé.
A Bublé. It's my favorite. Or the Christmas Waltz. You know that one?
Is that on Charlie Brown Christmas album?
No, but that album go hard. I like
it. Album is good. It's really good. Okay, some solid choices. So last but not least, what is your favorite store to visit during the holidays? And do y'all do Black Friday or no?
Yes. Yes to yes. So I'm not, I feel like a hypocrite. I'm not a gift person. But I love to go like Christmas shopping and watch people. And I don't know if y'all had this on that side of the world, but FAO Swartz, did you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. Like even as a kid, I would go in there just to watch people running around. It was like paradise, some kind of magical place that only came alive at Christmas. So we couldn't afford anything and we just went to look around. But my favorite store. That one, Harrods, if I'm in England at the time. Just to watch. For shopping, Walmart.
Yes. I love being out during the holidays, especially if you have one of those outlets or the malls with like the indoor outdoor part and they have like the lights or they have like the little train that goes around and Santa and everything. So I love like just seeing people out and about. It's a little bit cold. You got your coat on, your scarf, and you're shopping. So I like the vibe too. It's not that I'm necessarily like shopping, but just even just being there. So yeah. I would see any outlet or mall area, and Walmart, of course.
Are you a people watcher at Christmas shopping time or?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I'm not a huge shopper myself, but I'll go to just watch. We used to go to the outlets as well and just see all the decorations and the festivities and everything. We used to go into the city in New York and see the tree in Rockefeller Center. We'd go to FAO Schwartz, Macy's, because they always decorate the windows of Macy's. So we would walk around the block and like look at all the windows. And yeah, you just watch people. It's always funny because you see all like the tourists who come in, but then you're kind of a tourist yourself a little bit during the holiday season. So that was always really fun. Never did the Black Friday. Actually, I did the Black Friday once with my mom. We went to Kohl's at like 3 a.m. and I was like, never again. Mm-mm. No. We
talked about this before. Yeah. I've done that once to get the Tickle Me Elmo, like your mom got you. We did it for my sister and I was like, this ain't life.
No, my cousins would go to like Victoria's Secret because then they would give them like a free tote bag or something like that. So they would do that every year.
That store
never really shopped for me.
Victoria, that sale coming up, Jazz. That's in my annual picture.
You guys, I worked at Victoria's Secret in college and it was a nightmare around the holidays. Like people would come in there and destroy that store, but they have some of the best sales.
And now with COVID they have the longest line in the mall because they're only letting you know a certain amount of people in at a time, and so that line is all the way down the hall.
Exactly.
Shopping online. I used to set my trips back home around Victoria's Secret.
I remember.
That sale started with, okay, I'm gonna go ahead and book my flight. No kidding. And I'll just buy everything. Cause you know, you had to get your draws for the year. Like when you were traveling. You'd be like, I gotta go home, get all my stuff.
You gotta stock up.
Get your draws and bras.
For the year. I was like, yes, girl, I would set my trips by that, definitely.
Oh my gosh. Well, y'all got me ready for the holidays. I'm so excited. So y'all got a comment, let us know what's your favorite holiday traditions and did y'all grow up like we did or was it a little different? We want to know. And we of course want to wish all of our listeners a very Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and we will see you guys for our New Year's Eve episode. We got a little something special in store, so make sure to tune in. All right, until next time.
Bye, happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.